The only way to grasp what this passage from the letter to the Colossians is saying is to read it over and over again. And to get a commentary, I imagine they're online. I've never looked, but this, you know, the words are intelligible, but what they stand for, you know, what they mediate, is something only the Holy Spirit can teach. You see, Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Now, what does that mean? Yes, within the Trinity, he's the total, complete, adequate image of the Father. In his humanity, he reflects the Father. He who sees me sees the Father. Now that requires a work of the Lord, who, little by little in our hearts, will reveal the Father, to get to know the Father, really know the Father. And that's just as it is the deepest desire in the heart of our Lord, that we all know the Father with our human hearts, the way he does with his human heart. That's his desire. That's what he's teaching us, you see. Now, in this letter to the Colossians, Paul is saying, for in him were created all things in heaven and on earth. What's that mean? In him were created all things, visible and invisible. You see? Thrones, dominations, dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Now, don't you want to run to a good commentary and find out what that means? Read it, blah, 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 next page, what else, you know? Who won the ball game last night? I mean, this is a description of the Trinity and the world's relationship to the Trinity. And he's given us these words. But they'll only open up to those who knock, and then it will be opened. And so, see, he is before all things. Before in the sense of dignity. See, before in the sense, obviously, of temporality, he's eternal. And in him, all things hold together. This is the one we receive at the Eucharist. In him, that the world holds together and doesn't just explode or fall apart or the planets just wander off on their own, is because they're in Christ. You see? But more than that, he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He rose, broke the back on death, and will follow. St. Irenaeus says, it's impossible, unless a person turns away, for a body into which has come the body and blood of the eternal Son of God, it's impossible that that body stay corrupt forever. So there's a resurrection from the dead, and that body which has housed the blessed body and blood of Christ rises from the dead because it's been marked with the Eucharist. And that's the you see, all things hold together. He's head of the body. They came up, Paul mostly, came up with this notion. You know, I got to quit pretty soon. I looked at this morning and I said, you know, this is like, what? It's like standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon and looking down. You know, these are divine realities. They're not just interesting words. You see, He is before all things. Does that mean temporally or in dignity or both? And in him, all things hold together. You know, when you receive the Eucharist, who you're receiving? The whole universe only holds together because of the risen Christ. And more than that, see, he's head of the body. Paul was the first one to start talking like this. But I don't have time now. But I mean, body, soma, we are the body of Christ. What does that mean? Now, most of you have a dictionary at home, Dictionary of Biblical Theology or one of those, right? Why don't you go home and look it up? I mean, he is the head of the body, and the church is the body. To understand that, you have to get a grasp of what body meant in the Bible and in that culture and so forth, you see. He's the, you know, we are the physical dimension of the eternal Son of God. We're that closely bound up to him. And that's the meaning of this Eucharist, you see. For in him, see, that in all things he might be preeminent, because he's the firstborn from the dead. He's our leader. And he pours out divine life from his own heart to us. You see? For in him all the pleroma, the fullness, don't know how to translate the word, it's a technical word in the Hellenistic world of the day. It means the whole universe is the fullness, you see? And that fullness was pleased to dwell in Christ. This is the one we receive in this Eucharist. You see? And through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross. You see why the saints are just so absolutely, I don't know the word, enthralled? This mystery, divine mystery, the universe holding together in this tiny little body like ours, which is joined hypostatically, they say, in his personality, you know, to Christ. So that there is a divine person with a human body just like ours. Now it's been transformed. But because it's a divine person, all material reality is somehow caught up in him. You see? Making peace by the blood of his cross. This is what we're praying for today. Before the whole world blows up. Through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. Maybe I won't do much with the gospel because you got to go home. But all it says. Hey, everything's new. I've come. It's not just the old law anymore. It's the new law. My blessed Spirit, whom I poured out from my pierced heart on the day I died, and confirmed 40 days later, 50 days later, when I poured him out, as Peter in his speech says. And so Jesus, raised from the dead, poured out the Holy Spirit, and that's what you see in here. A prayer meeting where people are really praying in tongues or however they want to pray, where there's healing, interior and exterior. That's the result of what? The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who now in his humanity has divine authority to send another divine person to dwell with us. Well, I better quit. Though I do think I want to say, I don't know if you've been following the news or not, but this is the first time in history, and it's helped by the media. That is, that we got TVs and phones, and you know, all the Christians in the world are praying together. The Pope launched this, let's pray. Everybody said, right, let's pray. This is remarkable. This is a turning point. So on one side you've got demonic hatred, torture, murder, and on the other you have love, cooperation, and prayer for them. This is the first time in the history of the world. But, you know, it couldn't have happened before because we didn't have the media. Not everything's great about the media, but, you know, it does keep us in touch with the whole world. Pope Francis says, let's all pray. And the Greek patriarch, the Russian patriarch, yes, let's all pray. Isn't that marvelous? You know? We had a prophecy years ago. Weep and mourn for the broken body of my son. And now you can start to see it in this mess, tragedy, cruelty, atomic bombs, poison gas, and on the other side, the body being repaired.